than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A beautiful weekend here in Southern Ontario. A great weekend to be in the outdoors. I'm Angelo Viola. Over there is Stephen Labaday. 2 weeks in a row, no hat. I love it.
It's crazy, eh?
I'm taking notes, buddy. Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis at the board, as per usual, keeping us honest and on the straight path, and also acting as your shepherds to the outdoors this wonderful weekend. And I have to come clean. I have to admit something. This is not a live show. Both Stephen and I are not really here. We are somewhere else.
Yes.
And where would that somewhere else be?
We're in the Carp Cup.
Thank you. Long Sault, Ontario, the second, actually the third, but the second official Fishing Canada Carp Cup is taking place as we speak. It is quickly becoming a very important part in Southern Ontario angling and in carp angling in general. This year's tournament started May 30th and will end June the 2nd at noon after a total of 77 hours of straight, nonstop carp fishing will have taken place.
It sounds crazy, but it's actually not. It's like they're actually sleeping, they're drinking their wine, whatever they're doing. We're working harder than they are.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd like to see your butt plank down on one of those pegs for 77 hours straight.
I could do it.
No, you could not. Why don't you enter next year? Why don't we put you in as a... We'll make you the Fishing Canada representative.
Well, I can't. I don't have any equipment, so am I going to borrow your stuff? Or?
Oh, God. First place this year, we'll see the winning team. Team consists of two anglers, by the way. The winning team will be rewarded with $5,000 in cash, an entry into the 2020 World Carp Cup Classic. That, well, first of all, you couldn't buy it if you wanted to, but value is somewhere around $5,000. But ooh, you can't even buy it, so you have to qualify to enter. So they'll get an entry into the Carp Cup Classic, which will take place in Italy.
Yes.
In
very
Italy.
Nice. Are you going down there then?
I might have to go down and maybe translate and stuff, you know?
The hometown?
Yeah. And, of course, all travel expenses paid. So the winning team will probably be looking at around, I'm guessing, between $10,000 and $15,000 for their victory.
Nice.
But that's a small part. To win the Canadian and then to go on to the Worlds and then do well in the Worlds is priceless. Now we're talking a lot of money in terms of value. Second place up for grabs, we'll get $1,200 in cash plus a free team entry into the 2020 Fishing Canada Carp Cup tournament.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's a $750 value.
Is that
so
new?
They're making a couple of grand. Yeah.
That was new. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Third place will be $250 cash. Yeah, cover maybe some gas money. I don't know. Plus a free team entry into the 2020 Fishing Canada Carp Cup tournament worth $750. So they've got about a grand.
That's
for
good.
Third.
Oh my goodness, I'm down. And how many people entered?
It's a full field, 22 teams. This, you know, it's funny because being much more familiar with bass tournaments, you know, when you talk about fields of 22, it doesn't seem that big.
No,
but what you have to appreciate is that these people are in one spot, which is called a peg, mm-hmm. piece of real estate that's mapped out for them, and they stay there for 3 days. Fishing from that same area. And so it's difficult to get. Now, the World Classic, I believe, has, I could be wrong, but I think it has 122 teams because ooh, 122 nations are represented there. It's insane. The whole world fishes that event. Here in Canada, we don't have Well, I shouldn't say we don't have. We probably do. It's going to take a little time to discover all those little gems. But I was going to say we don't have enough venues that could support 100 teams. Because if we did, we'd have 100 teams in the Fishing Canada Carp Cup. It's just that right now, 22 pegs is all we could find in one venue that is fishable with good quality water and good conditions for the anglers to be able to basically house themselves for 3 days. So it's going to grow. Every time we increase the sold out immediately, and then there's a waiting list. And this year, that was the case. We had to draw, I think, nine folks who entered, who wanted to enter, but we drew an extra nine that are in waiting in case there is, you know, something happens before the event goes off, one of the teams has to be replaced.
Yeah.
So it is growing, and it's growing quick, and there is absolutely a buzz about that whole carp fishing thing. You know, there's a lot of things going on in carp fishing over the last 4 or 5 years, and certainly over the next 12 months, there are going to be some real breakthroughs in carp fishing. One of the things that we've been working on, and the Carp Cup is going to be certainly helpful in making it happen, is a two-rod carp ruling that we've been trying to get in Ontario for a number of years. South of us, directly across our waterways that hold carp, the American jurisdictions will allow you up to six rods.
Whoa.
Yeah, three in most, but there's some that will allow you six. So with us, you know, fishing with a single rod, it kind of takes away from the whole carp angling thing. And you may be thinking, well, why does somebody need more than one rod anyways? And under, you know, normal ruling and conditions and species and the type of fishing we do, I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that these guys, what they do, they bait an area. So they draw fish to them, which means that they're sitting in that one spot for an eternity. And so to have two rods out allows them to fish two different parts of their swim. The swim is the water adjacent to the peg, the water that the carp are more likely to be swimming around in.
Yeah.
So by having two rods, you can put one, you know, in relatively shallow water, for example, and one in much deeper water off the deep side. And it really is a much more efficient and more interesting way to fish for carp.
Go up, right?
Well, they go up, but you're also being more efficient, right?
Yeah.
Even for new anglers at carp fishing, it's just a much better way to do it. And the only reason we don't have it, quite frankly, is because nobody's even, you know, as a fishery in this country.
It's true.
And so there's never really been a need for that type of fishing, and therefore we've never had a you know, need for more than one rod to be used. So we're working. We're working. All I can say is we're working, and we're getting very close to having it all done. But anyways, if you want to get more information on the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, you can go to the facebook.com/Fishing Canada Carp Cup. I'm sure there's stuff being posted as we speak. We'll be posting throughout the entire event. And then, of course, in the weeks following the event to let you know who won the big deal. Any predictions at all on your part, Stephen, now that you've been exposed to one of these events?
I don't know. It's a big guessing game because the first year that we weren't part of it, the peg one and two haunts to getting fish. Yeah. And then I believe it was peg four that one. Right. I was talking to Len a couple weeks ago and he said that peg four might not do good. And I can say that now because this is going to air on Saturday.
So you haven't disappointed those two people on Pig Forest for sure. Yeah, water levels are going to play a major part, obviously. The water levels don't fluctuate quite as much on that part of the St. Lawrence because dams are pretty much in constant control.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be a big issue, but who knows? That's the exciting part about it. We'll find out in 3 days. 77 hours of straight carp fishing action coming your way, and it's all available to you on facebook.com/Fishing Canada Carp Cup.
Yes.
All righty, let's move on. I got to remind folks, as I do every week, that the old Mercury 9.9 motor giveaway contest is still ongoing. We need you to go to fishingcanada.com. It's a free entry. Go to fishingcanada.com website and push the enter now contest button that appears on that page. You will then have a question to answer with four ABCD choices.
Yep.
And if you can't figure it out, just push the hint button, and it will take you immediately to the correct answer. Push go, and you've got a ballot in the box. And then that's just the beginning. The real game here is in who can put more ballots in than the next person. It's available every 24 hours, so every day you can go back and put another ballot in. To give you an idea of how important that is, the last month's winner had 35 ballots in the box.
Yes.
So it's important that you get back each and every day or as often as you can and drop a ballot in. And the more you put in, the odds go up. And you, too, could have a Mercury 9.9 motor available to you to take home and put on an old boat or, better yet, buy a brand-new boat. Why not use that as an excuse to buy a brand-new boat?
And if you're smart, some of us here, you set a reminder on your phone. Put on your calendar saying, hey, don't forget to enter that contest and for the next 9-8 months, or however long it's running,
yes.
And you won't forget.
There you go.
Yeah.
God love you. Don't forget, every 24 hours, fishingcanada.com, and then go to the contest page. All right, this week's guest, holy mackerel, I'm going to strap myself in, if you don't mind, for this one, because it's going to be
a bumpy ride.
First of all, we're going to be joined in a little bit by the Minister of Natural Resources, the Honorable John Jakubowski, will be joining us. And I don't mind telling you, he was a last-minute sub.
Yes.
You know, the team needed a sub. And John got to be the sub. I can't believe it.
That's weird.
He was nice enough. We were fortunate enough to track him down. He was nice enough to give us a little bit of his time. I want to talk to him about all kinds of things. But most importantly, these high water levels that we're all experiencing.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, he is the minister that's kind of in charge of that, right? Being Minister of Natural Resources.
Yeah, it's very interesting because the previous government, we would take months upon months upon months to get someone and you just pick up the phone saying, hey, buddy, can you come on air?
I'm glad you said that because that is so important. And, you know, you talk about transparencies, you talk about accessibility by a government. In my opinion, there has never been a provincial government as accessible as this current group right now. Right, wrong, or indifferent, doesn't matter what you believe about them, there has never been a group that is more willing to talk to you about what they're doing and what's going on. So hats off to them. Then we've got, actually, he's going to be on before John. His name is Lynn Johnson.
Yes.
Lynn Johnson. Might not mean anything to you, but to me, it brings back fond memories of my youth fishing tournaments across the country. He was one of the stiffest competitors that we had on the circuit and an absolute joy of a man to be with. Him and his partner, Bob Gardner, were always, you know, in the top 10 each and every week. But they didn't rub it in your face. They were really good competitors and really good buddies. And so I spent a lot of quality time with both of them, but in particular, Lynn Johnson. But that's not why he's on the show, is it, Stephen?
It's not?
No.
Oh.
I mean, that would be enough on its own.
Yeah.
He also happens to have fathered the two most extraordinary bass anglers in Canada and I dare say North America now. Their name is not a stranger to you, I'm sure. Chris and Corey Johnson. So Lynn is Chris and Corey's dad.
Oh.
And they got, they didn't become who they are by accident. Let me put it that way. So we'll be talking to Lynn. I understand he's driving down to a tournament with one of his sons as we speak. So we'll talk to him and find out what's going on there. Then we're going to go fish in Ontario, but we're not going way up north like we usually do. We're going just a little bit to the east of us, Rice Lake, which is, an hour away from most of us listening to this program right now, if that. Rice Lake, which, of course, is full of walleye, bass, muskie, and tremendous carp fishing, too, may I add.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to Diego Clapa. He'll be joining us from Pinecrest Cottages on Rice Lake to tell us about that great opportunity right here at home. And not big bucks, either. Then we're going to go to New Brunswick. Not muskie fishing this time. We're going to be bass fishing a little later on in the season. And to help us sort of learn more about it, today we'll be joined by Mike Holland, the Minister of Energy and Resources and Development of the province of New Brunswick. Mike's also an extraordinary outdoorsman and a very ardent, hardcore angler. A great guy, a real character. And we're going to talk to him about the wonderful fishing opportunities down there. But we have a lot of ground to cover, my friends. First, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most popular, most watched program at 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. It's called The Fishing Canada Show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast, as we speak. There is me. Look at me.
There's you.
How wonderful is that?
For once.
For a change. we're at Lodge 88. The episode is called Keeping It in the Family because I'm joined by my quickly becoming my best fishing buddy, my grandson, Nicky. And this is Nick's first real exposure to Northern Ontario walleye fishing. And what an adventure it was. First of all, being at Lodge 88 in itself is a thrill, but to go anywhere in Algoma catching walleye is an absolute must for anybody who is cutting their teeth in fishing here in Ontario. And I go through a whole episode teaching Nick's the do's and don'ts, some of the finer points, structure fishing, handling fish, and the all-important don't be afraid of leeches.
Oh, yes.
Technique. Which was a highlight of the show. It's a great episode airing right now on Global Television Network. It's called Lodge 88, Keeping It in the Family. Of course, if you're listening to us, you may not be necessarily watching television. Therefore,
go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule. The next broadcast is right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
And, of course, while you're at fishingcanada.com, don't forget, drop an entry into that virtual bucket for your 9.9 Mercury giveaway. All right. That are it. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.